This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Quikrete, Pavestone, and Hire. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by to help you with your home improvement and decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a direct-it-yourselfer, we want to make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer or get yourself in trouble with some of those projects. We'll give you some tips, some ideas, some inspiration to get them done quickly and easily. But you got to help yourself first by calling us at 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's program, there's Firm, Pillow Top, Plush, Gel, and Foam. Are those the latest lattes from Starbucks? No, those are the names of different types of mattresses. We're going to tell you how to choose the mattress that's going to give you the best rest.
Plus, Father's Day is coming up. We've got some suggestions for the do-it-yourself dad in your life.
And you can't see it, smell it, or taste it, which is probably a good thing, because radon is not something you want in your house. Radon is a gas that can cause cancer. It's found in one in every 15 American homes. We'll tell you how to make sure yours isn't one of them.
Plus, this hour, we're giving away the Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set. It's a great prize, and it's worth $99.
It's available at the Home Depot, but going out to one caller drawn at random from those that reach us for today's show. So make that you. Pick up the phone and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors to their money pit. Tell us what's going on.
I have a couple of feral cats that are running around in my backyard. I have a bird bath, and the cats stalk the bird bath, and when the birds come in to take a drink and a splash, they jump up and they kill the bird. And what I've done is I've poured the water out of the bird bath to keep the birds away, but how do I get rid of the cats?
I mean, there's a lot of initiatives around the country with organizations that will help deal with the feral cat issue. Many of them run what's called a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. So the idea is that they trap the cats humanely, like with a have-a-heart trap or something like that. They neuter them. Then they return them to the environment, but hopefully not in your neighborhood where they're used to finding that source of food. And so I would turn to an organization like that that can help you trap the cats and get them off of your property. And if they have the added support that they can neuter the cats, and that helps the overall community from stopping these cats from reproducing.
And you know what else? We had an issue years ago when there's a person on our block who, you know, feeds every cat in town and has about like 30 cats and kittens just living in their backyard. And the neighbor next door was doing a ton of work. There was a dumpster with like food scraps and stuff in it. And so all the cats kind of just meandered into my yard. And I had called the village because, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind the cats being there, but they were killing like a possum. And now all of a sudden I had to clean up a dead possum and birds. And, you know, I really don't want to be doing that. So I called the village, and the village referred me to the town. So long story short, I made a bunch of calls to finally get to someone in the county who told me that where I live, feral cats have the same rights as squirrels, which means you can do nothing about them. But if you do find a local cat rescue, they might be willing to come and help you, you know, take the cats, find them, you know, a place to be adopted by. And, you know, maybe if you find a place that you feel comfortable with, you know, a donation might not hurt in helping them to get the cats off your property. So you never know. I might, you know, make a call to your town or your village and see where that goes too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Pat in Michigan, tell us what's going on with the leak.
We had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling, and I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, you know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because there's only three little, like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance. So small or big, that's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now, so the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since there's small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in North Carolina is on the line and has a question about a garage door. How can we help you today?
I've got a two-car garage, and it's got three utility rooms on the side of it. One of them's for the hot water heater and the electrical panel and all that, and then it's got another one's for storage, and then one of them set up kind of a small workshop. These are oversized doors. They're probably 6'8" by 48" or 44", something like that. Well, they had stuff hanging on them and all. They got holes on the outside of them. I was just wondering if I could just take the doorknobs off of them, put some construction glue on them, and put some 4x8 sheets of velour on the outside of them, and stain them, trim them off and stain them, and then put my door handles back on.
Yeah, so basically what you want to do is skin those doors with some Lawan plywood or some paneling. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be on the inside, correct? So you're still under a roof here?
That's on the inside of the garage. Yes, sir. That's on the inside the garage.
I see no reason you can't do that. Just keep in mind that when you put that additional layer on the door, it's going to be thicker than the trim around the door, if you have trim. So you may have to pull the trim off and like sort of shim that out the same distance. You might have to put a second layer of trim underneath it so that if the plywood is, for example, the skin's a quarter inch, you need to have another quarter inch spacer underneath the trim. Otherwise, it'll sit on top of the trim and that won't look right.
Certainly do appreciate it, Shimon. You have a blessed day.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now, you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Up next, if you've ever had problems getting a good night's rest, it may be the mattress that's the issue. There are many new options. Learn which is right for you after this.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter.
AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. Money Pit. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Two things will happen. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, you get a shot at winning this hour's prize. We're giving away the Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set. It's got durable chromium vanadium steel construction. It comes with both standard and deep sockets. It's guaranteed forever, and it's available at the Home Depot for $99, but it's going out for free to one lucky caller. Make that you. Pick up the phone right now and call us with your home improvement or decor question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Erin in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber, leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't like peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Erin. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Dave in New York is on the line and has a plumbing question. What are you working on?
I had a couple of electric plumbing and heating contractors, and come give me estimates, and I wanted PEX piping put in, and they discouraged me from it because they were told that it was made with soy oil so that they could put a green label on it, and they already had to replace in some homes the PEX piping because rodents had been chewing on the pipes.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I mean, I could see rodents potentially chewing on plastic pipes, but I will tell you that I've not heard that as a long-term, as a widespread problem. I mean, PEX piping is really quite good. It enables you to do things that you can't do with metal piping, with copper piping. It's just a lot less expensive to install as well. So I don't think it's a wide enough problem that I would stop using it. I would continue to use it.
But you don't know if they make it with soy oil or not.
No, I don't. But I tell you what, rodents will chew anything. So it doesn't surprise me that maybe they had some rodent issues with it. But I don't think it's a problem that would prevent me from using PEX.
Okay. I was just curious to know.
All right, Dave. Well, good luck. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, we spend about a third of our lives sleeping, and a good mattress can make that sleep much more enjoyable. Now, recently, we were shopping for a new mattress, and I gotta say, it was really hard to figure out what to get because there are just so many new options, Leslie.
Yeah, you know, that's really true. So the best place to start is by understanding the different comfort levels. For example, there's firm, plush, and pillow top. Firm, that's self-explanatory. Now, plush has support, but also allows more pressure points to sink into the mattress. And pillow top is going to be the softest out there, but there are others that may be misleading. For example, you want to ignore terms that are like ultra firm or super plush because there's really no regulation on those descriptions, and that makes it really hard to determine what they really mean.
And you got to keep in mind that if your mattress is old and not giving you much, if any, support, you're probably waking up achy and sore. And don't mistakenly believe that you need a firm mattress, because what you might really need is just more support. And keep in mind that the higher spring count on these mattresses may sound impressive, but studies have shown that the number of springs really doesn't affect how comfortable the mattress is.
So, Tom, with all of this crazy lingo out there, where did you end up with your mattress search?
Well, I found the purchasing process to be, you know, just not pleasant, where you have to go to a store and you have to lay on these different mattresses that God knows how many people have laid on there before. And so what I did was I went online and I bought from a company called bedinabox.com, and I bought from them because they had an insanely high satisfactory rating with Google reviews. But I loved the fact that I could use this mattress for 4 months, and if I didn't like it, they'd pay to send it back. So it was kind of like a no-lose situation. So I took my best shot. I tried to pick one that I thought would be great for us. And frankly, it has been. And I think I'll never buy a mattress the other way, the old-fashioned way again, because this just worked out so well.
And what did you end up ordering?
Well, I ultimately picked one that was called the Natural Silk Elegance Comfort Adjust Gel Queen Memory Foam Mattress. That's what it was called. But it looked like it was one of the better ones. They all had great reviews. I love the fact that this one was adjustable in terms of the density. There's a way that they've kind of figured out where you can adjust the density by reversing like the topper that's on it or flipping the mattress upside down.
Really?
So, yeah. So we had a lot of flexibility. It's pretty smart for a gel mattress to be able to do all this. And I got to tell you, when I sink in that puppy at night, I'm a one happy camper because it's really, really comfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now we've got Darlene in South Carolina on the line, who's dealing with a dishwasher situation. What's going on over there?
Whenever you turn it on, pots and pans, it fills up and then it stops, does nothing. And you can turn the knob around to the different cycles and everything, and it does nothing.
Have you checked the float, which is in the bottom of the dishwasher, to see if maybe it's become clogged?
No, I didn't know there was.
Yeah, because if it's clogged, it might think it's it's about to overflow, and it might shut the machine off. So on the bottom of the dishwasher, take a look at the float, and it'll move kind of up and down. It'll pop up and down a little bit, and a lot of times it gets like filled with like food and grime and stuff. And if you clean it out, that might just be the thing to do it. And here's a little trick of the trade. If you're trying to clean out food from places you really can't get to, you can use a wet-dry vacuum for that. It'll sort of draw it right out.
Oh, okay. That I have.
There you go. Good luck with that project, Darlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Clayton from North Carolina on the line with a question about squeaky floors. What can we do for you today?
I'm fixing to put some new carpet. It's been about 10 years. We live in a townhome, but there's a lot of squeaking in our master bedroom, the floor. Is that going to be major repair? One place on my wife's side, kind of the floor gives away more than just squeaking. And then there's an issue in the master bedroom with a bright orange spot about the size of a nail that's been there about 8 years, and you can't wipe it off. And someone said it's not a nail underneath. What could cause that? We got to replace that vinyl as well.
Where do you have vinyl? Because you said you have a carpeted floor, but where's the vinyl?
Vinyl's in the bathroom.
Okay. So first of all, let me just deal with the vinyl issue. What happens is, depending on what's underneath that floor, if it's an orange spot, I don't know, it might be a nail or something, but what happens is you get a reaction between the vinyl and whatever is underneath it. Sometimes you get it because of what you put on top of the vinyl, especially if you have like a rubber-backed throw rug. Sometimes you see that in kitchens, you know, right up against the cabinet where everybody's standing. The rubber and the vinyl will react, and it will discolor the vinyl. So that's usually not a stain in as much as the vinyl has actually just changed colors, and it's not repairable. So get a rug to cover it up. But in terms of the squeaks, you actually have a golden opportunity now to deal with this. So what we want you to do is take the old carpet out and then go ahead and screw the subfloor down to the floor joist using case-hardened drywall screws. Those are those black screws that are really hard. You drive them in with a drill driver or with a drill with a screwdriver tip in it, and you want to put one about every 12 inches because the reason the floors squeak is because either the nails are pulling in and out as the floors move, or some of those subfloors are tongue and groove, and as the tongue and groove plywood moves side to side, it will squeak. So if you pull the old carpet out and then you screw the subfloor down, you'll find that that floor will get a lot quieter. You may even eliminate it 100%.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for the tip.
Clayton, good luck with that project.
Chris in Georgia is on the line with an electrical question. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a question with electrical issue in our bedroom. We bought this house and trying to find out some answer to why the bottom plug of a duplex receptacle would work, but if you plug into the top part of the outlet, it won't work. There's no power.
Is there any possibility that the top outlet is on a switch?
It could be.
Okay, I've seen that. You don't see it very often, but I have seen it where what looks like a normal outlet is actually split, and the top one is wired to a switch, and the bottom one isn't.
Oh, okay.
So theoretically, you would have your light on that top one. Now, if that's not the case, then obviously something's wrong with the outlet, and I would just replace the outlet. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Awesome. I appreciate the advice.
All right, Chris, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, up next, you know, Father's Day is coming up, and dads, they can be pretty tough to shop for.
Yeah, because if we need something, we just buy it, right?
That's true. Well, we're going to have tips for that DIY dad in your life next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Today's Money Pit is presented by Haier, the world's first appliance brand. Stay cool this summer with a Haier Serenity Series air conditioner. Quieter than average window air conditioners, yet cool your home effectively and efficiently. Learn more at haier.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, Father's Day is coming up, and if you've got a dad in your life, I'm sure he'd rather have a tool than a tie.
Well, that's right, but dads can be tough to shop for, which is why we've turned to Don Mandeville for advice. He's a dad and the district manager for the Home Depot. Welcome, Don.
Tom and Leslie, thanks for having me on the Money Pit.
So, dads are tough because if we need something, we pretty much just go out and buy it, right?
Oh, you bet. Dads are very, very difficult to shop for. Because you're right. If they need something, they normally just go out and get it for themselves.
So you guys are tracking the trends in the DIY dad space, and you've come up with a list of popular home improvement products that we might want to consider for the DIY dad in our life. How do we get started figuring out what's the best way to go?
Well, here at Home Depot, I mean, we're looking at how do we make that Father's Day shopping experience better for your dad and easier for you to pick out. And some of the things that you really should be thinking about is what does your dad like to do? I mean, what does he like to do in that DIY type, arena? So does he like working on cars? Is he building things, constructing things? And what we've done is kind of grouped it into a few different, let's call it fathers, you know, different things that fathers like to do.
All right, what if you got a guy that really loves his tools, can never have enough tools? What are the popular tools for Father's Day?
One of the most popular tools that we have right now is a Ryobi Ultimate Combo Kit. I mean, this is an excellent kit. It's a six-piece kit. It comes with circular saw, reciprocating saw, work light, of course, drill, an impact drill, and it even has a Job Plus Multi-Max tool.
You got it all. Pretty much a kind of a workshop in a box.
There. Workshop in a box is a great analogy, Tom, and a great item for the dad that has the power tools in his hand and really enjoys that type of work.
Now, what if you have a high-tech dad or even a pro dad in your life? Is there anything new and interesting for that type of home improver?
Oh, yes, there is. Right now we have a Milwaukee, it's called One Key, enabled drill and combo kit. So this actually is, it will communicate with your smartphone and do a lot of different things, Tom. I mean, allow you, one, if the tool is missing, to locate it on your smartphone.
Now that's handy, especially if you loan your tool to somebody. Will it allow you to control the speed of the tool and the impact of the tool?
Exactly. It will allow you to control speed, impact, depending on what materials you're working on.
That's really handy because if you're driving, say, drywall screws, you want to get that screw to sit just below the surface but not pierce through. It'd be really handy to be able to kind of dial that in. It sounds like that's exactly what Milwaukee has come up with. Now, what if you got a guy that likes to build things from scratch? You know, maybe he's the kind of guy that will enjoy spending the weekend making a dollhouse for his little girl.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great, the first thing I would go to there is the Dremel tools. We've got a Dremel 4000 series. I mean, it's got all the rotary tools that you will need for sanding, cutting, grinding, doing that fine technical work to make, you know, whatever it is special, for your family and friends.
Yeah, if you have a Dremel, there's just no limit to what you can do with that tool. It's really quite amazing. Now, what if you got a dad who already owns a lot of tools and maybe you want to pick up a sort of a supply for him, something that will make his life a little bit easier, perhaps a bit or a saw blade or something like that? Anything that's new in that area?
Oh, boy, Diablo blades is the way to go if you're looking for a long-lasting blade, something that's going to get you, 45% faster cuts, greater durability. And then also it saves on the charge of the battery and the tool that you're using that actually makes that less.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. When someone works with a dull blade, that tool actually has to work harder. Plus, it's more dangerous. You're more likely to get hurt when working with a dull blade. So a new framing blade is really a great choice for a gift. Now, what if you've got a dad in your life that isn't into the home improving area of DIY, but likes to really work on boats or cars, you know, more of a mechanic?
You know, right now we're carrying a Husky 100 position ratchets. Our Husky tool sets come with a lifetime warranty. I mean, these are excellent tools that actually give you, the ability to work in tighter spaces, ratchet in tighter spaces, great for working on engines or different things that, require more precise getting into tighter spaces.
Well, that's a fantastic suggestion. There's something for every single dad. And I guess if you can't find it, you can always pick up a Home Depot gift card. Don Mandeville, the district manager for the Home Depot. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about a very sneaky and silent, dangerous gas that can be found in your home. And in fact, 1 in 15 American homes are going to test positive for radon. So stick around so you can find out all the details to make sure your home isn't one of them.
You live in a body pit.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespigon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We would love to help you work on whatever it is you have either started and then abandoned, or started and then are midway through and are just kind of stuck, or maybe you're ready to start a project but you just don't know where to go. That's what we're here for over at Team Money Pit. Plus, we love to give prizes away. And this hour, we've got up for grabs the Husky 185-piece mechanics tool set. Now, it's durable. It's made from chromium vanadium steel. It's got standard and deep sockets included, and it is guaranteed, get this, forever. It's available at HomeDepot.com, and it's a prize worth $99, and that's going out to one lucky caller drawn at random.
That number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Bob in Illinois is on the line and working on a kitchen makeover. What can we do for you?
Well, we've got kitchen cabinets that's probably close to 30 years old, and we're wanting to remodel our kitchen, and I'm wanting to strip them down, and I was just wondering what was the best way, what to use to do it with.
Well, the good news is that 30-year-old cabinets are usually very, very well built. You know, you can't really strip down a 10-year-old cabinet because they pretty much fall apart. But if it's a 30-year-old plywood cabinet, you can definitely strip it. Now, what do you want to do after you strip it? Do you want to paint it, or do you want to go with a clear coating?
I'd like to go with a clear coating on it, maybe put a calm finish on it or something.
And what's on there now? Are they just stained, or are they painted?
No, they're just stained.
It's hard to change the color of a stained cabinet. I'm just telling you, just be prepared for that. But what you might want to do is use a good quality stripper, like Rock Miracle, for example, is a good one.
Yeah, you know, another thing that's good to do is head over to your local, like, mom-and-pop paint shop, because sometimes there are newer products that are out there. You know, I was just getting some wallpaper paste, but in that section there were some really nice paint strippers. They apply a little differently. They go on more easily. They work more quickly. So I always just pop into the shop to sort of see what they've got in there that they've worked with. But Tom and I have both used Rock Miracle, and I like that because it goes on more like a paste, so you can really see where it is. You can see it start to work. You know, and I guess it depends on how much stain is on there, how dirty they are. I would start by giving them a good cleaning, then make sure they're dried very well, then put the stripper on them, follow the directions, and you're going to want to use a wire brush and a paint scraper, and that's going to get that finish off of there. Now, it's important to work on them on a flat surface, so take all the doors and drawer fronts off, label them as you take them down with, you know, a piece of tape on the backside of the cabinet door and one on the cabinet box itself so that you know exactly where things go. I'd leave the hinges on the box side so that you can have the doors flat. You know, these are things that are just tricks of the trade that will help you be more successful. And if your doors are full overlay, are they or are they not?
Are they what now?
When your cabinet door closes, do you see any of the cabinet box around it, like a frame, or does the door cover it?
Yeah, it does. Well, it flushes up against the frame of the cabinet.
So that's, you know, a blessing and a curse, because then you can ignore the box, or you can also work on the box while it's in place to strip that down as well. And in that case, the Rock Miracle is really good because it's really, like, thick, so it'll stay on in a vertical position as well. So, you know, those are some good things, and you may have to apply it more than once depending on how well adhered your stain currently is. I mean, you really got to see. And then keep in mind that depending on the species of wood, the type of color that you might get from the stain that you've selected to go on there might be a little different. So you might want to work on a backside or a smaller area just so you can see how it will react and what color you'll actually end up with.
Thank you, then.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you bought your home in the last decade or so and you had a home inspection done, you might also have opted for a radon test. Now, if this is not sounding the least bit familiar, it might be that you never had one done, and it's probably something that you ought to do.
Yeah, now radon, what it does is it creeps through cracks and gaps in your basement floors and walls, and it's far more common than you might think. In fact, one in every 15 homes in the United States is believed to have an elevated radon level.
Now, the good news is that it is easy to test for. You can order a quick and easy charcoal adsorption kit online, and then you can test for radon in your house. It's not costly. It'll determine the radon levels inside of about a week. And if it comes up high, then you can get some advice on how to install a radon mitigation system that uses a fan in a vent to pull radon from beneath the house and vent it safely outside. Now, if it does test high, the radon mitigation system is not a do-it-yourself project because it can be done wrong and you don't want to do that. But what you'll do is you'll have a radon mitigation system installed, and then after it's installed, you want to have another test done just to verify its effectiveness. So not something to mess with. You should test. If you don't know what the number is, get it done and then take action accordingly.
Margaret in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a problem with my concrete slab in the back of my house where I'd like to put a patio set.
Okay.
And it's turned dark.
Okay.
The sun does not get at it that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mold, but it just turned dark.
Yeah. Well, it might be an algae or a mildew, maybe mold, you don't know. But what I would suggest you do is to pick up a product called Spray and Forget. That's their website too, sprayandforget.com. It's sold at major retailers like Home Depot and others. And you simply apply the product, and within a couple of days, you'll see that the patio will start to lighten, and it takes those stains away. It goes to work with the moisture in the air and the sunlight. It activates and then kills mold, moss, mildew, and algae.
Oh, great, because it looks terrible.
Yeah, I think it'll look a lot better, Margaret, okay?
Well, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
Brian in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last summer, I repainted the exterior of my house, and I used quite a few nails to kind of shore up some different things. I also fixed a window. And after I repainted, I used galvanized nails, but this year I already have a lot of bleeding of rust from the nails coming through. So I also did some caulking between the pieces of wood, and that seems to be peeling out already. So I was just wondering if there was something that I could, you know, go over the heads of the nails with, something quick, something that I didn't have to redo the whole side of the house.
When you did the side of the house last summer, did you prime it or did you just put the paint over the old paint?
Put lots of primer.
Lots of primer?
Yeah.
What kind of primer? Was it a latex primer or oil primer? What was it?
Gosh, I don't know that. I didn't buy the paint, but we put it.
But you did prime. You primed over those nail heads?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And it's coming through. Because generally, well, you say you use galvanized, so that's good. Was this cedar siding?
No, it's just conventional
standards.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the nails, the galvanized coating of the nails, didn't really stand up very well. But generally, the advice is this: when you finish nailing off that, you need to spot prime those nail heads. But if you're telling me you already spot primed them and the stain's coming right through, then I'm not really sure that we have any other suggestions for you. There are differences in the quality of primers. I would always recommend an oil-based primer over a latex primer when it has a stain issue to deal with, because it tends to seal it in better. So that's the only additional thing you might want to try, is to sand those down to the heads and then touch them up with an oil-based primer and paint them again.
All right. I guess that answers my question.
Still ahead, are you wondering if your kitchen is an addition or part of the original footprint of your home? Well, whether you own an old home or you're thinking about buying one, they're easier to navigate and improve when you know that home's history. We're going to tell you how to track it down when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Money Pit. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can reach us always at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question online to MoneyPit.com or visit our Facebook or Twitter accounts, all accessible from MoneyPit.com. That's what Barbara did, and she's from Indiana.
All right, and Barbara writes, I have a fan in the over-the-stove microwave, and it doesn't vent to the outside. Should it be vented to the outside?
Well, listen, Barbara, if your range is on an exterior wall, it absolutely positively should be vented to the outside. You know, all of these vent fans can be recirculated or vented out, but you're always better off venting them out. It does a much better job of pulling moisture out of the room. It pulls more of the grease out of the area. It's just far more effective to vent out. And I would also tell you that having a microwave on top of your range, it's been my experience that that's an appliance that has a pretty short life. I think because of all the heat that comes off all the range, it seems to fry the microwave component. So if yours does go, I would not replace it. I would try to find another way of getting that microwave into your space, perhaps with a built-in or something of that nature. They even have drawer-styled microwave ovens, you know, where you can pull a drawer out, slip a dish in, and slide it back into the cabinetry, which is really, really nice. But definitely look for an opportunity to get that fan vented outside. You'll be far happier as a result.
And regardless, Barbara, before you replace your microwave vent hood or even think about venting something outside, whatever cleaning process or filter process you have, make sure you clean them or replace them according to the manufacturer. Some of them you can throw in the dishwasher. Some of them have a little charcoal piece you have to replace, but you've got to clean them. Otherwise, it's a fire hazard and it's gross.
Well, if you own an older home or you're thinking about buying one, you probably wish its walls could talk and kind of tell you what's been going on. Well, you don't really need talking walls. Leslie has tips on how you can learn about your home's past in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, that's right. You know, knowing your older home's exact age is really valuable, since especially homes built in the same era tend to face similar problems. Now, with the help of an architecture book or two, most homeowners can narrow down their home to, you know, a core style and a time period. Now, public records also hold key information about your home. Now, researching those public records is especially a good idea if you're the prospective owner of a home and you want to know what changes have taken place over the years before you buy it. So you want to visit your local building department, your tax assessor, or the registrar of deeds office to find your deeds, maps, plot plans, even building permits, each of which could fill in a piece of your home's history. Now, maps used by insurance companies since the mid-1800s, those are also a great way to find out more about the house, because they're used to catalog buildings in your area and give excellent descriptions of size, layout, and the materials used to build the homes. Now, you can also learn a lot just by observing the materials a home was built with. For example, if you see knob and tube wiring and steel plumbing pipes, that's a common practice that was used between 1900 and 1940, whereas small fuse-type electrical systems and plaster lath walls, those are used more from 1940 to 1960. So if you see those things, you can kind of guesstimate the age just based on the building materials and practices. And finally, take a good look around. You might be lucky enough to find dates stamped on plumbing fixtures like your toilets and sinks, if they're the original fixtures. And if they are, you can bet your home was built just after these were made. Now, knowing your home's past can actually help you plan for its future, and that's a great thing.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Coming up next time on the program, would you like a garden that not only looks beautiful, but also serves an important purpose? Well, pollinator gardens can attract bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies that play a big role in plant reproduction. We'll have the how-to on the next edition of the program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.